What's hot, what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading based at Mayville, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk. Tommy, what's hot in this market?
Front on my screen, Don, is hard red spring wheat. The Minneapolis spring wheat is currently up 22 cents after finishing on the high Friday. Keep an eye on those spreads. Watch SEP East and SEP of this year versus SEP of next year. But the secret's out. The spring wheat crop's an absolute disaster here in the upper Midwest, and the markets are now responding to that.
Of course, we've got a report this week, a big report.
June 30th, Don, end of the month, end of the quarter. USDA, big number, stocks and acreage. Definitely expect some fireworks before the 4th of July.
You speak of the 4th of July, we've got an extended period where the markets won't be open. What's that do as far as the marketplace?
We're going to close Friday, and we will not open till Tuesday at 8:30. A long time, both for geopolitical risk and weather risk. It's a really strange time to be closed for that many days. Expect volatility when we do reopen one way or the other. So just any time you close the markets that long, you can come back with a big surprise, a change in the weather or a change in something geopolitical.
Well, there was some weather this past weekend, some rains, some significant rains in some parts of the Midwest.
Where I live in Indiana, we're sitting just pretty. Indiana, Ohio, parts of Illinois doing really well. Parts of Illinois, I guess we got to switch to the what's not hot. The what's not hot, parts of Illinois, 10-plus inches cannot be good for that beautiful ground down there. 10 inches in 48 hours, ruining crops in central Illinois.
We also have some heat coming our way.
We'll call that the not hot, Don. Looking at North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana, Canada, the western states, big, big heat affecting a lot of your small grains. For some, they say it's over. Wheat, barley, just poor crops. Expect an early harvest as record heat and just minimal moisture hits the plains.
Tommy Grisafi, Advanced Trading, Mayville, North Dakota.